Well, Michael, the initial reaction was really one of, well, we'd been preparing our district for Common Core. We put the brakes on that about last year when we saw that there was some issues statewide with Common Core. But our approach has been, you know, there's Common Core, there's New Indiana State Core, and then there's what Elkhart considers its curriculum and its standards. And we kind of pride ourselves, Michael, with the idea that the Elkhart standards that we're placing in front of our children in a lot of ways exceeds what the Common Core was doing, and we think in a lot of ways will exceed what the new standards look like as well.
Okay, and you mentioned that you were preparing for the Common Core. You are at all worried about teachers' ability to adapt and implement the new standards for next year?
I really am not, Michael. It's an issue of, it seems like, constant change that we live in right now in education. And our teachers have been very strong throughout this process and trying to meet the needs of their individual learners. And I don't think that will be any different moving forward.
Another big issue this week on Tuesday, the Indiana Department of Education released iRead3 data for the state and individual school districts. Those, of course, assess the percentage of third graders reading at grade level. The state's rate was 8.5%, while Elkhart Community Schools was 78.8%. That was down from last year's rate of 85.1%. To what do you attribute that decline?
It's yet to see if it is a decline yet, Michael. That those scores that you have from last year really reflects third graders' attempt at taking that exam three times. And the 78% of our students that passed it on the first time through is actually an increase over last year's third graders who took it the first time through. It's a percentage increase of 3%. So if that holds true, we might be looking at exceeding last year's average by 3% after we have a spring window and a summer window for taking that exam.
Okay. Also going on this week, I-STEP testing. Now, of course, last year there were some computer glitches that affected some 80,000 students across the state, and some districts have reported problems with online exams this year. Are Elkhart students using the online exam, and have you heard of any problems?
We are using. We've had a few glitches, but not anything, Michael, as we experienced last year, not anything that we believe has been a disruption that would cause us to question the validity of the test.
We recently had a report on our All Things Considered program about some folks being worried about the amount of tests students are taking. Do you share that concern at all?
In education, we definitely have that concern. I think part of what makes America great and makes communities like Elkhart great is the area of ingenuity and creativity. And we're becoming, I think, very good test takers across the country. But are we really helping our students in areas that will allow them to succeed after they graduate and depart from us? And skill sets in mathematics and English language arts are definitely foundation pieces, but the ability to take that knowledge beyond a standardized test and make application for it is really what our hope is for our students.
All right. Well, this has been an important week for education issues that affect all schools in Indiana. Next week is an important one for Elkhart Community Schools specifically because voters will be asked to vote on two referenda on school funding. There's an operation and transportation referendum, which would provide the district an additional $4 million a year for the next 7 years, and a capital projects referendum for a little more than $19 million total. Can you give me a thumbnail sketch of what each referendum would cover?
Transportation is an issue that has been building in our district really since 2008, and for voters in Elkhart Community Schools, it will be the first question on the ballot. And what it will do is it will allow students to not be on a bus for an hour and a half, as we've reduced the number of buses in our fleet since 2008. It will put an end to a two-mile walk zone that we had instituted a few years back in Elkhart Community Schools. It'll allow programming such as our PEP program, which is a gifted and talented program, to continue as we bus students from all over our district to three PEP sites. We have a very imaginative orchestra and band program down in the elementaries that requires 12 buses throughout the day to transport students from middle schools to elementary schools. So our hope is that we're successful in that and be able to continue a transportation system that has allowed us to have success in many areas. The second is one that will allow us to kind of catch up because of some deferred maintenance and because of some changes in society. We've got some safe buildings that we're trying to make safer. And if the second question in the referendum passes, we'll be able to do that, Michael, as well as some deferred maintenance issues. As money has become tight, we've put off roofing projects. We've put off various other projects. And at a cost of less than a Big Mac meal a month for your average homeowner here in Elkhart, we can get that done.
And what type of challenges and financial decisions would the district face if the referendum failed to pass?
That's a very good question. I think in terms of the transportation issue, we are now operating with a fleet that's under 100 buses. At one point, Elkhart Community Schools had a bus fleet of 124 buses. We believe we cannot operate a transportation system with fewer buses, so therefore we would start taking money from our general fund to assist our transportation fund. And I think as listeners understand, the general fund is funded by the state of Indiana through sales tax, and that money is earmarked for classroom needs. But just like several other school districts, even in this county and throughout the state of Indiana, are meeting the challenges of funding their schools. We're seeing this as a trend where districts are using general fund dollars to assist in transportation of students. And our legislature has set it up to where they were hoping that would not be the case.
You mentioned that it would cost most Elkhart City voters no more than a Big Mac meal a month. My understanding is for somebody who owns the average home of about $120,700, it would be about $65 a year. But I'm wondering what you'd say to somebody like me. I'm an Elkhart City resident. My home is worth about $120,700. I don't have any kids in the school system. And like many people in the city, my wages haven't kept up with the rate of inflation over the past few years. Why should I vote for a self-imposed tax hike?
Well, I think it's not just an investment in our schools. It's an investment in our community. You know, as years have gone by, generation after generation has invested in our school district. And the result is we have become a very distinct part of the community smile. Your radio station is a part of that smile. Our churches are a part of that smile. Our civic organizations are a part of that smile. And community schools are a part of that smile. And we would like to keep Elkhart smiling so that we can attract folks in, so that our housing values stay where they are and hopefully actually increase. So an investment with your tax dollars is not an investment in a student, even though they are very much worth it. It's an investment in our community.
And needless to say, I guess no one in the city is going to be more eager to see the results following Tuesday's vote. What are your thoughts on the chances of the referendum passing?
We've had a plan since October when we brought 50 community members in and tried to, over 8 hours of sessions throughout the month of October, really lay out our school finance options. It was unanimous by that group of 50 to pursue a referendum. We took that to our school board. They moved forward. I think the plan that we put in place, we've worked it. Our effort has been strong, and it is our hope that our efforts will yield results for our students, because they're definitely worth it.